Welcome to Healthy Family Connections, the podcast for families wanting out-of-the-box solutions to parenting and relationship challenges, with your host, psychotherapist and author of Ending the Parenting Control Battle, Neil D. Brown.
I have some shocking news for you. Do you know that parental burnout is at epidemic levels in the U.S. and Canada? Well, we'll talk about this and much more on this week's podcast, Parental Burnout is an Epidemic. It's sponsored by Neil D. Brown, LCSW, and I'm your host, Neil D. Brown, and I'm here to help you get that enjoyable family you work for every day. And if you have a question you'd like me to address on this podcast, please don't be shy. We'll all benefit from your question. So come on over to my website, neildbrown.com, and enter it there today. And while you're there, download a free copy of my Parental Burnout Recovery Guide. And please remember, this podcast is for education. It is not a substitute for therapy. Well, recently, the Business Performance Innovation Network, or BPIN, conducted a survey of parents in the United States and Canada, and the results are nothing less than shocking. Of the 2,000 parents or so that responded to the survey, 60% have experienced parental burnout. And what's even more surprising and concerning is that 40% of parents believed they were significantly or profoundly affected by parental burnout. Think of it, 40% of parents suffering with significant or profound parental burnout. Wow. Well, when asked whether it's more difficult to raise children today than when they were growing up, well, what do you think? 90% polled that it was, and they listed social media distraction, both parents working, and emotional or behavioral dysfunction as the top three causes. And when asked to identify the biggest causes of parental burnout, here's what they listed. Number one, lack of cooperation from children or teenagers. Next, pressure or exhaustion from work or managing the home. Financial concerns or pressures. Too many digital devices and social media distractions for kids and teens. And overloaded commitments and activities involving children. So, what exactly is parental burnout and what can be done about it? So briefly, parental burnout is a state of physical, mental, and emotional exhaustion, and simply put, it occurs when there's more going out than there is coming in. And over time, even the best-intentioned parents can run down, and parental burnout leaves them feeling chronically fatigued, often experiencing sleep and concentration problems. So, okay, we know that there are a lot of parents experiencing parental burnout. Maybe they all just need to parent better. Read a few more parenting books. Get some therapy. Well, I'm going to tell you, that's not it. That's not going to do it. We've been on that train and it isn't going anywhere. We have a real social crisis here and we need to address it with a bigger sense of what's wrong and a better vision of where we need to go to fix it. And why? Well, the family is the cornerstone of our society. And if families aren't strong, our children won't grow up physically, emotionally, or socially strong, and our society will be seriously weakened. So, let's take a hard look at what's going on and what we need to do. Remember, when we asked parents what was making raising kids so challenging, their first three reasons were social media distraction, both parents working, emotional or behavioral dysfunction. So all three of these lead to a lack of cohesion in the family. And what we need is cohesion in the family, a feeling in the family that we are all connected, that we're interdependent, and that everyone in the family is important and everyone in the family is needed, that everyone counts and matters. And right now, I think we're raising kids to be self-centered, you know, just focused on their own activities, whether those activities are schoolwork, which is important, sports, music, social life. They're all important things, but then it's up to parents to continue to support and resource those activities, and nothing or very little is expected to come back to the family. It's like, just do a good job with your activities and that's enough, and that's the message that we give them. But we have parents that are stressed out managing their jobs, the home, their finances, and their kids' needs and their kids' behaviors. So what's to be done? Well, here are some things I recommend to families coming to see me. First and foremost, parents have to recognize that their needs matter, that they are not just servants to their roles of parent, employee, spouse, that they're full human beings with their own needs for fulfillment and self-expression. And because of that, they can ask more of others. They can ask more of their employer, their spouse, their neighbors and friends, and maybe most importantly, they can ask more of their children and teens. And from this empowered personal position, things will go much, much better. So here's what I mean about asking more from kids, which is obviously very critical here. From an early age, we need to teach kids to clean, to organize, to cook, and to look after and support and engage with each other. Think about it. Kids will be making messes throughout their childhoods and all the way through their adult lives. So they're way better off if they know how to clean up messes. They'll be using and dirtying bathrooms their whole lives. Best if they know how to clean a bathroom. They can vacuum, wash windows. How about cooking? They'll be eating their entire lives. And right now, at least here in the U.S., we're physically unhealthy. Why? Well, certainly one reason is because we're eating takeout or eating out or living on junk food and unhealthy snacks. You know, when kids are involved in making the food they eat, they are much more likely to eat it. So less fussy eaters who want only nachos and not fish and bok choy or broccoli. When we involve our kids in critical areas of running the house and we make it routine, they make a real contribution. They feel part of the family. They feel good about themselves. They learn. And parents don't feel like they're constantly herding cats. So now, if you're trying to get your kids to fulfill their chores or engage responsibilities and it's a struggle, well, we got a word for that. That's called a control battle. And parents need to take a step back, see the control battle for what it is, and adopt a control battle ending strategy. You know, that constant struggle to get kids to fulfill responsibilities where kids are constantly avoiding or resisting will sap a parent's emotional resources and leave them burned out with no progress to feel good about. And that's a formula for parental burnout. So here are some control battle ending strategies. First, be clear with yourself and then with your teenager exactly what you want them to do differently. I said teenager, but it could also be with younger preteens and kids too. Get clear about what you want them to do differently. And stay completely positive in your tone. Let the job of changing their behavior belong to them and not to you. Be patient. Remember your child or your teen's good qualities and what you love about them. And be sure you communicate that. So at the same time that you're bringing up hey, I need you to do this differently. You're saying, and you're a fabulous kid, and I love this, and I love that, and this has to get taken care of. That's just how it is. All right, now, let the magic of earned privileges do its job. What I mean by that is stop giving consequences for things that are done wrong and give privileges when your child or teenager is managing their responsibilities and being respectful. And kids and teens earn privileges by managing their responsibilities with their best effort and by being respectful and cooperative with their parents. Within reason, of course, but disrespectful tantrums, door slamming, and arguing do not earn privileges. Well, okay, now you're parenting outside the control battle. You're being positive. You're letting your child or teen know you think of them in admiring and positive ways, and that you will give privileges as soon as they're earned. You're on their side. The ball's in their court. They have the power to move forward. And if we're patient, that's exactly what they'll do. And by the way, when we raise kids in this way, then they grow up with a sense of personal empowerment. They're not sitting around waiting for someone to give them something. They're going forward and earning it. Okay, so that's how we're going to not go into or get out of a control battle. What else can parents do to end or avoid parental burnout? Now remember, parents, when you operate from an empowered place, your leadership will be respected and you will get the support that you need and deserve. Make sure you have a regularly enforced internet and device policy in your home. Include a place that all handheld devices go when they are off limits. At the very least, devices should be off limits for kids and teens and parents during meals and an hour before bedtime. That's just plain common sense and well-known standards. And if we hold those standards in place, then things will go well. If we don't hold those standards, then you're going to be fighting a lot. Next, important for all parents is to get parenting support. We all need support. And if we don't get it, we lose perspective and we burn out. Spend time with people who know and appreciate you. And stay away from or set limits with anyone whose tendency is to be critical. You don't need it. And if you and your partner are at odds over parenting, don't focus on the problems or the solutions at first. Start by listening empathically to each other. There's going to be two ways to think about it. So each of you needs to feel heard by the other. When you do that, you'll create a safe, emotionally supportive environment, and that's what will stave off parental burnout. Next, get some of that all-important me time. Remember, you're more than a parent, a spouse, or employee. You're a whole individual with your own interests, needs, and forms of expression. You know, sometimes we just need to be out with friends or riding a bike or painting a landscape or reading a book. You know, me time is something we need to feel whole. Without it, we burn out. And finally, make sure your work environment is flexible to your parenting needs. Now these days, parts of many jobs can be done from home, and you can negotiate that with your supervisor. Of course, there are a lot of jobs, most jobs, where employees have to be on their site to do their job, but make sure that your employer is flexible to adjust to your schedule and to accommodate your parenting needs. Employees can say, hey, this is what I need. And what employers have to remember is that when they take care of their employees, that they remain loyal and they get the job done. So if you all are good to your employees, they're going to reward that and they're going to do a good job for you. So remember, parents, you matter. Without you at your best, you and everyone around you is missing out. So don't be afraid to ask for help. Say what you need from others and take time for yourself. Well, thanks for tuning in today, listeners. And before I sign off, I'd like to ask that if you are enjoying the Healthy Family Connections podcast, take a minute and leave a review for me. It will let others know that they too can benefit from tuning in. And remember, take care of yourselves. You need it. You deserve it. You're worth it. Bye for now.
You've been listening to Healthy Family Connections with Neil D. Brown. If you have a question you'd like answered, head over to neildbrown.com/submit and enter your question for Neil there. While you're there, be sure to sign up for his weekly offering. You may want to pick up a copy of Ending the Parenteen Control Battle at your favorite bookstore or online retailer. Join us again for the Healthy Family Connections podcast.